Blog Talk Radio.
Of course, you got me, and you also got my co-host,
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey! Motherfucker, I just want to make sure that I was live in HD. Hey, this is Lyrical Incisions. You know, Mr. 513 for people who don't know. I'm on here, y'all. I'm on here. Yo, we on the road right now. We getting ready to head to New Orleans. Super Bowl weekend. Is y'all ready for the Ravens W? Yeah, I said it. I said it right here. Purple. I'm going, man, we going down there. We on the road right now. That's what we're doing. Next to blow, we're going to be everywhere. Next to blow is everywhere. We down in the Super Bowl, baby. And we might, in 2 weeks, even be down for the NBA All-Star game, ladies and gentlemen. It don't stop. Next to blow is everywhere. Like dandruff. Everywhere. So, hey, I am Lyrical Incisions, a.k.a. your grandma's favorite rapper. That's me. And welcome to Next to Blow Radio Special Edition, y'all. That's my fake 2020 intro.
How I feel about you right now?
Hey,
you really want to know how I feel about you right now?
How do you feel?
Ooh.
You know what,
Crush?
You know what, Crush? Is that new cologne, haterism? Because it don't smell good on you. It don't smell good on you.
That's that bullshit. It's like everybody I know is going to the Super Bowl. My sister already there. Like, really? Like, I'm.
You know what? Let's boo you. Because you should have went with her.
I was broke, okay?
Nah.
She's working at the Super Bowl. I was broke, so. And she working at the Super Bowl, so therefore, it kind of, happens like that.
Yo, I'm saying, I didn't even want to go down here, but my homeboy, he hit me up, and he was persistent and consistent at the same time with giving me opportunities and giving me options, and he offered me something that I could not refuse. I'm going to probably wind up spending about $80 the whole trip. How you love that?
Well,
you always need to keep a hotel. We ain't paying for no hotel, you know what I'm saying? My mama, my stepmom, she stayed down there, so we going down there, we staying down there, and she worked for the convention center, so we got after-party tickets, we going to be partying, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get Ray Lewis drunk, so therefore, we going to be on ESPN on Monday, that's what I'm trying to do, cause all type of chaos, but yeah, it is Super Bowl weekend, next to Blow Radio, Crush. You are crushed right now. I know you are. I don't understand that, though. But right now, I can't help but to contain. I can't contain my excitement. I'm sorry. It's out there.
I'm happy for you. I can say it. I'm happy for
you. Okay. There you go. And for people who don't believe me. Move, ho! We on our way down there, man. It's a 14-hour drive. It was one of them family vans, you know what I'm saying, with the kids on the back. The kids on the back of the stickers, you know what I'm saying, the little stick figures to let you know how many people is in our family.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Should be all right. Don't be in the fast lane. So anyway, yo, Next to Blow Radio, what we doing tonight, y'all? What we are actually doing tonight? It's something that me and Crush have actually talked about doing for a long time because other radio stations
do it. And we
never
got the chance to do it.
Other radio stations do it all the time. And I was like, you know what? Let's be followers for once. And Crush was like, I don't know. And I was like, what do you have in mind? That's what Crush asked me. And I was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play music on Next to Blow Radio. That's exactly what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to play some fucking music tonight. Can you believe that? A radio station? KM Music? Get a load of that. So that's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. But before we actually get into that, I think Crush has some headlines that he would like to go over.
Yeah, I got to find them. So actually, we're going to start with them. Yeah, we're going to start with some music first because I got to find the headlines.
Okay. In the meantime, while he's finding music and finding headlines, I want to tell everybody how I have been in the gym lately, and I am too sexy for my shirt. I'm too sexy for this station right now. I'm so sexy, it hurts. You see what I'm saying? I've been in the gym. I've been pumping. I'm a little nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about even posting. I'm thinking about even going out for, what is it, Playgirl? Is it Playgirl? Is that what the dudes do? Yeah, Playgirl, right?
Don't,
yeah, that's it. All right. Yeah, I'm thinking about having my manager even go out and see if I can get on Playgirl, though, because I think I am that motherfucker. I know I'm that motherfucker. So, you know, I'm thinking about posting some pictures.
We're going to get into some music. Just drown this fool out. We're gonna go to shout out to my niggas in Philly. Turn it up. We gonna get into this Hollywood cruise. Surge Cruise, my side of town. You know, next to Blow Radio, you rocking with the show.
Too sexy, too sexy.
Yeah.
Better wipe your shoes when you enter. Don't leave no tracks. It's an awful track, you put a crack in the winter. Spring, summer, and fall. Fly niggas with the bankroll. Good rats in they baby dad car. Pushing it, hustle it. Sharp from the head to the ankles. Westfield, Overbrook. High school's what a lot of people overlook. Fresh Prince niggas overtook the playground and the parties is overbooked. Took a bonus in the gym steak. Then we hit the studio and make a mixtape. Get a workout in at the Planet Fit. We be frontin', we be flirtin', we don't lift weights. But we get cake, working overtime, getting off shit late. Or the block with the raw, you can pick the place. We can kick the face, you can catch a case. Plateaus with a freak go. We play volleyball and shoot free throws. Frisbees, we at the barbecues. We talk Eagles, they talk Bebo. Oh, 52nd Street, I'm at the Sneakerville performing, bitch. You run your little mouth like a lady trick. I've been hot since 1986. I rep Ray Street, whole bar, wanna make a red bill. What's up?
Get crunk in the place. Let's rock,
what's
rock,
rock, rock,
rock,
rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
Hollywood, Hemi, and Serge Cruz.
Okay, yo, big ups to them, man. I like the way that was going down right there. I like that. I like that right there. Yo, so what we got right now is headlines. Hey, listen, right before we get into headlines, man, I'm out here on this road on a serious, serious note. Anybody who's out there on the road right now, because the weather situations are not in our favor right now, it's snowing, Mother Nature is shitting on everybody right now, please be careful. Please be careful. I'm seeing people out here, cars are flipped upside down, and my prayers go out to all of those people, though. So just really on the note, man, if you need to go 15 miles slower than what you normally need to, please do so, man. It's not that deep to be in the rush right now. So, you know what I'm saying? On that note, we're back. Headlines, what we got going on?
Oh, it's been a crazy week. Another crazy week. It's a very funny week, too. So.
Okay. Yeah.
First off, It was a brawl. Chris Brown.
Hello?
Frank Ocean got the scrapping in front of the studio.
Chris Brown and yet another brawl. Like, I thought he didn't even get the stitches out from the bottle, from the goose bottle that he got smacked upside the head with when Drake went at him. Right now, I feel like Chris is just very, very misunderstood right now. The guy's very, very misunderstood right now.
People need to leave Chris the fuck alone. Shit, it's Grammy season. You know how he is around Grammy season. That's when Rihanna caught that elbow to the chin. Like,
you know what?
Like, I don't think people want
to
fuck with him right now. But apparently there was Chris was at the studio and he was coming out, and once he was coming out, Frank Ocean was going to there, and apparently he was in Frank Ocean's parking spot. He was talking all this ramble like, this is my studio, my parking spot, yada, yada, yada. So Chris tried to shake his hand, and Frank swung on him. So,
God.
But this is what makes Frank Ocean bitch made, though. So, he started this whole altercation, but the thing about it is he going to go on Twitter and make it seem like he's that Chris started the whole fight. Now, this is why he's bitch made for that. Like, Chris already got, like, all this public fighting and all this shit. Like, he already, like, the whole Rihanna situation, this, that, and the third. Now, think about it like this. You got women's rights with Rihanna and everything basically boycotting Chris to this day. Now, since Frank Ocean already came out, he's gay and whatnot, well, bisexual, whatever. If you get stuck in your booty hole, nigga, you gay. That's my perception of things. Hate me. Oh, well. Anyway, you get stuck in your booty hole or you stick another nigga in their butt, you gay. So, you're going to have gay rights all on this man's neck now. So, that's his career over at that point. You feel me? Like, you really trying to kill that man's career the way he eat, like, the way he feed his family. That shit ain't cool. That shit don't fly.
Listen, it's all Rihanna's fault, okay? This is what we go through. This is exactly what the fuck Common went through. This is what Andre went through. Chris Brown is trying to find himself right now. He done dug into some box that he done dug into the abyss. This is what we call the abyss. Erykah Badu has the trap box, okay? I think Rihanna has the trap box as well. This is new age, new generation trap box, okay? Chris Brown falls into it. Are they on? Are they off? Are they on? Are they off? No one knows, okay? And then when they're so-called off, Chris Brown gets into it with people and gets smacked the fuck up. And I understand this, but listen, what is worse than getting punched in the face by a man is getting punched in the face by a gay man, okay? You can't. You lose the cool points. You lose the cool points. Chris Brown, that's still my nigga, you know what I'm saying? That's still my nigga. I might still go out and buy his album, though, but at this point in time, I don't even know what to think about Mr. Brown. You get slapped by a gay guy, I don't even know. I would stop doing radio. I'll stop rapping. I would probably stop doing music. You lose self-esteem with shit like that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm embarrassed for him. I'm embarrassed for him. That's okay. You know what? Because it's all Rihanna's fault. Rihanna. That box. You know what I'm saying? What that box do. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I need some box like that because I would understand individuals like that.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point I'm making. Let me get on. I'm fucking her. Bottom line, I'm fucking Rayon. I need to see what that box do. I want to see what that mouth do. Bottom line, I'm fucking.
Listen, Rihanna has the ultimate trap box, and anybody who falls into that will never be the same again, I guarantee. Listen, plain example, right? Andre 3000, he wasn't wearing that shit that was out there until he fell into a Badu's box, right? The Pandora box. That's what we're going to call it.
True.
Chris Brown?
True.
He wasn't wearing leggings. He wasn't wearing leggings and all that type of shit until what? He got into a Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? Pants was a little snug, but no. He's wearing stockings and shit right now, man. Word up.
True.
He's not even wearing stockings. So anyway, yo, Rihanna needs to go ahead and have some on there and says, warning, will drive niggas crazy and have an arrow pointing down. You see what I'm saying? Next headline, man. Chris Brown, get your shit.
Next headline. On apparently Monday, I believe it was Monday, Rick Ross's birthday. Now, apparently he was shot at his birthday. His car was shot at, and he, like, ran into a wall or a club or whatever, something like that. Now, everybody, right now, Rick Ross is fine, but there's a lot of holes in the whole investigation. So, like, one invest.
Are you, hold on, were you being funny?
They shot 16 shots.
Hold on, were you being funny? Talking about there's holes in the investigation?
Yeah, it's
just, that's funny as
like,
shit.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad somebody caught it. Now, yeah. It's holes in the investigation. Now, Rick, like, it was 16 shots. None of them hit the car. No shots hit the car.
No, nothing hit the car.
Nothing. How you fire 16 shots? And
you know who shot at that nigga? You know who shot at that nigga? You know who shot at Rick Ross? The dude from Pulp Fiction who tried to shoot at Jules.
Damn.
In the apartment. That's who shot Rick Ross shit up, though. You can't hire somebody like that. Hey, man, listen, that must have been divine intervention.
Now, you know 50, his bored ass, he ain't got shit better to do. He goes on Twitter laughing, talking about this shit was fixed and everything. 50, every time I start to, like, you know what, give 50 credit and respect again, he just opens his mouth and says something stupid. Like, okay, you laughing about somebody, like, no matter if it was, like, holes in the before they even were, they found out, like, holes in the investigation and everything, he's on Twitter, that shit was staged and everything, this, that, and the third. 50, shut the hell up. Like, just shut up. Just shut your stupid ass up.
Listen, my man 50 is the funniest guy in rap right now. You gotta love that. You gotta love that. My man's a bully. My man's a bully. Listen, if you were just sitting on piles and piles of money and shit, dude, you would laugh at things like this too. You know he doesn't like Ross. You know he doesn't really care for Ross at all. Of course, you expect 50 to say something like that. I love it. We need more comedians like that in the rap game. 50 Cent, keep doing what you're doing. I love it. I didn't even see the tweet of what he did though. But I need to see that because Favo keeps us laughing in the game. He keeps it a comedian. He keeps it very, 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 very entertaining. I love it.
Speaking of 50 and his new video, surprisingly, MMG Chain appeared in it. 50 goes on record saying that he bought the chain. Now, but this is the part that's crazy about it. After they fucked up Gunplay never recovered his MMG chain.
Wow. I guess we put two and two together. We don't need a Sherlock Holmes for that one. Guess whose chain that is?
Nah, you really don't. That's kind of open and shut case.
First off, 50's
an asshole.
50's an asshole, but you gotta love it. You gotta love it at the end of the day. He really has goons down here on the street.
I love when he does shit like that. That's the funny shit.
It's all funny games. Listen, so first off, this is what you don't do. You don't go get a chain to rep your record label and give it to a crackhead. Yes, I'm talking about Gunplay. You don't do that. You don't give. What the fuck does Gunplay even really do, for real? Let's be straight up. What does Gunplay really do? Or what has he done? What is this on his resume right now? Anybody can tweet me right now, at Miracle Incision, and let me know. Matter of fact, we got some callers that want to. What does Gunplay do? What does he do? It's a bunch of crickets right now. He got his shit stolen. He got beat up. You see what I'm saying? Well, it's time to X dude off, man. He's like, you're really not carrying your weight. Somebody prove me wrong. That's all I say. I say my sentences and I say my statements to somebody to prove me wrong. Gunplay don't do shit. You don't give chains to crackheads. And none of that is never gonna work out in your favor.
Next up. Oh, this shit's funny. I love this shit. Okay, everybody know Nicki Minaj's boyfriend, SBs.
Yeah. So, is that her manager, too?
That nigga is, like, damn near everything.
Okay.
So, apparently, he was at a party the other night, and I don't know why. Maybe Nicki's on some type time or anything, but he was caught buying pussy.
Say that one more time, because I don't know if I even
heard
that.
This is the funniest part about it. Not only did he buy pussy, he bought it from a porn star.
All right, so it was name brand pussy then.
What porn star would you ask? Beauty Eeyore.
I don't even know what the fuck she looked like.
Oh my God.
I only know a couple of porn stars. I know Pinky and I know Cherokee.
Beauty Dior is, yeah.
Is she cute at least? I mean, what?
I would prefer you to look her up.
All right. So is this if I went on the road, I would have definitely looked her up. People, don't forget that I'm at a handicap.
I'm trying to see what that mouth do. She look like she can suck your soul out your dick.
I mean, for real, I guess if my girlfriend is getting a little too Hollywood, I guess to be giving up the butter, I got to make an appointment with her. I mean, why not? Maybe we might not jump on this nigga's back too soon. There's other things that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's too busy fighting with Mariah Carey to remember that she need to please her man.
Maybe.
Nicki, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? That makes you look bad overall, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got your man out here buying pussy.
Fuck that. Nicki, come over to Crush. I can give you a real ass.
You just said you was going to give Nicki Minaj some ass. Did you? And I'm glad we got that, too, because you recorded that shit, too.
Yes. Everybody know that ass is fake. I will give her a real ass.
Listen. Leave that alone. Listen, Nikki, get yourself together, man. Get yourself together. That's all really I got to say about that. These headlines are
and
so
And I'm saying, Nikki,
depressing.
Come home to daddy.
You know, these headlines are so fucking depressing. Definitely. What's been up with Nikki anyway, man?
I don't know. But I still love Nikki. But there's one person that I cannot fucking stand. And that is Drake, bitch ass. Drake, light-skinned motherfucking ass. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this nigga done fucked up my plans again. Because why? Guess who box he trying to get in now?
You know he's in the Whore Hall of Fame, but who would this be?
Tatiana Ali.
Who, Ashley?
Yes, Ashley.
Because
apparently,
not a bad
this is the story. He was all hugged up with her on her birthday and shit, kissing on her, buying her flowers and Ace of Spades and shit, all hugged up on my boo. Nah.
Listen, man, you're claiming the world.
Nah, because look, ever since I was little, I told myself I was going to impregnate one of these chicks. It was either going to be Ashley, Tatiana Ali, basically. It was going to be Raven, Keisha Knight Plum, fuck it, Rudy. Or the chick that played Hillary. Now, nobody even knows who the fuck Hillary is. Raven's gay. Keisha, well, I don't know. I might still be able to fuck Keisha. I might just, because I don't think she really getting that Tyler Perry. Like, she's chilling right now. I don't think Tyler Perry money is really coming like that. So, I still got the, and I don't think she with nobody. So, I could probably still fuck Keisha. I could probably still impregnate her.
Yo, listen, the only person on the list that I really even give a damn about is Raven. All right, Raven. I think there's still, even though she says she's gay, I think there's still, listen, I still think there's a fighting chance for me and Raven right there. You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't believe that gay is forever or, you know, gay cannot be temporarily tainted. You see what I'm saying? I think she's just actually curious. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
people have not done her right.
She can be gay. I just want to suck those titties. Them big shovel motherfuckers.
Yeah, she does. You know, she definitely does. Though. So I just wanted to, big shouts out to the Raven Simone, man. She is definitely doing her thing. I love it. I love everything that she stands for.
Shout out to Raven. I love you, boo boo. I love you, boo boo.
Absolutely. That's all I got to say about that. But as far as Drake goes, hey, listen, I can't not do this hustle right now. You're Tatiana Ali, Ashley from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Listen, if I had the chance to, I would definitely do it too. If I could wrap my hands all around her and violate her, I would definitely do the same thing. Drake, I can't be mad at that. Drake, that is definitely a good look. He's going to knock her off, but he's definitely going to forget about her quicker than 50 Day Vivica. I already see that coming, though. As soon as he knocked the box, he probably did it that night, and what we're talking about right now is history. Easy. Easy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into some music right now, and according to all the chicks I want to fuck, I'm going to get into this song because it's a me song, so, yeah. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into Drummer Boy by me, Crush the Catalyst, and we'll be right back with the show, Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah,
your mom's home.
You could scream all you want and we were alone, but we not. So I'ma tell you what I'm gonna do. I'ma beat that pussy to make you say, ooh. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like how that sounds. See, I'm from the ground and I know how to put it down. From the right side over to the left, whisper in my ear saying,
you the fucking best.
Like you're harmonizing, you moan like you're screaming. You lay back, yes, I do my thing now. Ride it, baby, do the dirty wine. Hit it like a drummer boy in the drum line. I grab your legs, tear up between your hips. I ask you where I bust, you say,
all over my lips.
I do it, packed up the skate. It's been tied. I tell you just a pound, no kissing, good night. With a teacher, our major is penetration, teaching me grammar. I'm teaching her enunciation. She's screaming, all right, cause I beat it, all right. Ask me, can I beat it all night? I said, come on, girl, they call me crush for a reason. Both sides and swimming, constantly pleasing. Dig so deep, you ain't saying much or nothing. Sounding like a marching band, just the percussion.
Yes, yes, we back.
We back, deck. Y'all. We back. So, all right, man. All right, I'm trying to think what else has been going on, man. Yo, I'm just so excited about this Super Bowl coming up, man. Yo, and it's the change of weather. It's the change of weather. Right now, it's about 25 degrees. It's snowing in Ohio. It's stupid, mad, ugly up here. And the further south I go, hopefully the fresher it'll get. We'll be able to ride out of here and start looking at tropical trees and stuff like that, man, when we get down there.
And my black ass is in pain.
See, there you go. That's because you ain't working out like I'm 260 for the show. 260 for the show. That's my shit right now. I'm feeling myself. Hey, anybody out there who working out, man, put your hands in the air one time. I'm 260. For show, 2-6 for show, man. You gotta feel that, man.
Are you
sore done? Sore niggas is over there. You know what I'm saying? You need to work out. You need to do a little bit more up on the treadmill. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm getting ready to start wearing little tight t-shirts and shit that Terry from Everybody Hates Chris be wearing.
Terry Crews.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to wear me some Terry Crews shirts. Watch, I'm gonna go to Old Navy tomorrow. Down in New Orleans and get that. I'm too sexy for baggy clothes now.
I'm completely done with you.
You gotta feel it. So, you know what I'm saying? Things that's going on. Hey, I wanted to take a little time out to tell everybody that I went down to Houston a little bit ago. That's why I wasn't on the show. But I was going out there to plant seeds, shake hands, meet people. Just all around politic and network, y'all. I love Houston. Houston is big as hell for no reason. It takes you about 40, 50 minutes to get from one side of the city to the other. So every time, going forward, anytime anybody goes down in Houston and you down there with a person who lives there and they say, come here, we're going right around the corner, tell them, fuck off, okay? Easy, fuck off, because around the corner... Around the corner is some bullshit. Around the corner is a half an hour from everything, okay? everything. And it's like that in Atlanta, too. It's like that in, you know, everybody that's been to Atlanta. When a nigga tell you that the club is around the corner from there, you know what I'm saying? You listening to at least a half an album before you actually get there. And, you know what I'm saying, it's wild. Don't let it fool you that Texas is always hot. That shit's a lie, too. It was damn near colder in Texas than it was in Ohio with the time I was down here. Yeah, it's like that. But anyway, man, one thing about Houston that you got to love, that you got to respect in the industry, man, they stick together, man. They show so much love, man. Big ups to everybody down there. We got Street Vibe. We got Street Vibe. And we got my man Sachi down there, Rick down there, JB Money down there, Miss Bernadette. Yo, she worked with Jay Prince. You're saying big ups to Rap-A-Lot. Everybody out there, Slim Thug, I had a ball. I'm actually thinking about going down there in maybe 2 weeks because the NBA All-Star game is down there. Man, and the people that I met already got the plug. They'll be doing an interview with the players. It was so crazy. Houston is really about the movement and music, and this is one thing that you have got to love. Anybody who is from a small town and really is trying to get it popping, man, you need to go and mess with these big cities. Get out there, promote yourself, go in there, shake hands, knock doors down, make impressions with people. This is really how you are supposed to grind, man. You're supposed to get out there, get on the road. Don't rely on this internet, man. I know we're in this internet age, though, but call me old-fashioned. You still got to get out there and kick people in the ass, man. That's what you really got to do. So, yo, right. Big ups to everybody down in Houston, man. I think I'm going to try to make that my second city, man. Try to definitely make that my second city. I love everything about that down there. I just wanted to give a big shout out to everybody down in Houston, man.
I got a request, man. You got a request?
I got a request, man. Cause I like what we did. Yo, there's somebody on the there should be a song on the switchboard that it's called Snappin'. And I think let me see what's man I forgot dude's name. He's from Indiana. And yo, I've been liking that song. I've been listening to that song for about 3 weeks now, ever since he sent it to me.
What's his name?
It's called Snappin', dude from Indiana. I forgot dude's name. That's one thing I definitely got to work on is the names. you don't have that on that switchboard right there?
I don't know.
If you put that word snapping in there, anything pop up? Damn, what is dude's name? I can't even think about it, man. And being on the road, I can't even look anything up. I'm at a handicap, y'all. Y'all got to help me, man. I'm at a handicap. Yo, anyway, man.
I see Breeze snapping on a clown.
There you go. That's my Breeze. Yo, Breeze. Hey. Put that on, man. Listen, everybody's getting ready to like this right here, though, because I guarantee we are not getting ready to play any shitty songs on the show. That is our guarantee from now on. You will be, no, because there's some haters everywhere, so you're going to be 80% satisfied with what you're going to hear on here. Because you know, there's a hater everywhere, man. You get 10 people in the room, and you play the most famous cut or the hardest cut in the world. You can put 8 people or 10 people in the room and play the Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. There's always going to be one nigga who said, man, that song sucks.
And
so,
he'll probably get beat up in the room.
Yeah, let's go ahead and up the numbers to 90 there. You'll be 90% satisfied.
All right, we're going to get into this check then.
Let's get into that.
We're
going to
get into Breeze snapping on clowns.
I like this song right here, man.
So, next to Blow. Let's go.
Your boy Breeze. My check. Yeah. This song's called Snapping on Clowns, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Willy nilly getting busy, it's the ghetto hillbilly. Laughing at these rappers cause they oh so silly. When it comes to flowing, no, you can't get with me. I be tricking these clowns, you can call my flow tricky. Running circles round the game till your head get dizzy. Better know what you doing if you come fucking with me. I'm a certified star, you don't already know. I'm a glowing ball of energy in some bummy clothes. me, but I already know I'm prepared to my girl going low up the boat. Ask around in the moat, I'm a legend, that's for sure. One love to my fans, no love for them hoes. Hell no, give up, I would rather sell my soul. So cold, sub-zero, I'm freezing up the flow. Dream my money so much, I'm sneezing up dough. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being poor. I'm a snap on a clown, you already know. The expression show it all, trying to dissect my flow. Leapfrogging on these bitches cause they never stick around. Probably be an asshole till they stick me in the ground. I'm the best underground MC, undiscovered, lethal weapon, Danny Glover. I'm a bad motherfucker, trying to say your boy whack. You know it ain't fact, cause Bree's the only one to put it down like that. Lay my meat on your grill cause my burger meat's fat. If I waited 10 minutes I would probably be your dad. Man, it's shocking how these people don't even have a clue about the snakes in the grass and the things they will do. They will set your ass up, you don't even have a clue. Fuck with me so much that I'm coming unglued. Need money so bad you don't know what I would do. Heard you got a new system in your car and that'll do.
That'll do.
Versus two. More green.
Alright, hold up.
More green in my shells than a fucking Ninja Turtle. If you playing with my money, I'ma have to come and hurt you. I'm the illest and the dealest, skin tough as armadillas. I don't care if you're fearless, do this shit for anti-fillers. Got that money on my mind, bullshit is at the door. If you coming with a deal, then I'm coming with a flow. Flow, get you on the flow, get you on the flow. Hopefully it motivates you to just go and get dope. Then invest in your dream, can't trust all your team. Sneak dissing all around, and you know what I mean. I mean these fakes. Always coming with that hate. Probably line their ass up, smack a hoe in their face. They was talking all tough when nobody is around. When I see them out in public, another body on the ground. Memorized on my lines, I can hear it in their rhyme. Probably mad cause I'm like Busta Rhymes in his prime. Transform Optimus Prime, dropping them dimes. They killing my high, haters always living a lie. I don't know what you expect, I was born for the hustle. Bodybuilder to the game cause I'm all about my muscle. Trying to get a little bigger than a Texan belt buckle. Put a hurting on the beat like a Mike Tyson knuckle. Think you slick with the rapping till your boy come around. Then the fans turn you off and tune in to my sound. I'ma keep it really real, I don't even have to try. Got that rhythm in my blood, probably will until I die. But I still give my all, cause my fans getting old. They encourage me to push when I think I'm gon' fall. I don't bend, so the hater real, recognize real. Real haters gon' hate, hate spilling out the grill. When I get finished rapping, they gon' huddle all around. They gon' take what they want and run my name in the ground. For the next MC, come out, dope as me. They gon' do the shit to you, cause they did the shit to me. If I never ever make it in the shitty ass business, when they bringing up the greatest, then my name will come and visit.
Another Strictly
American Made, the album.
Yo, that is my shit right there, man. I ran that shit back about 4 times when I heard that. Like, it's so, I don't know, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? You just run across things that you like. He remind me of like that old 3-6 Mafia type flow, though. I think that's really what I liked about it.
Right.
That shit fresh to me. I don't even fuck. I ran that shit back 4 times when I heard that. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Breeze, man, the whole state of Indiana. You know what I'm saying? That's where he's from. I'm going to have that dude call in, man. I think we're going to play that on regular rotation for a little bit. That's my thing right there. He's just never a bad time for that in my opinion.
That shit right.
I don't even know the motherfucker, though. I ain't never met the dude the day in my life, though. But, yo, that's what Next to Blow is for that good exposure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody get your songs requested, you know what I'm saying? Definitely hit me up on Twitter at Lyrical Incision, or you can hit Crush Up. What's the Twitter, Crush?
It's Crush the Catalyst. Y'all know, CrushTheCatalyst
And that would be, And I love it. And you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and definitely submit your MP3s to next2blowli@yahoo.com. I almost forgot my own email address, though. You know what I'm saying? You stop for gas out here, though. I'm cold. Ain't stop for gas real quick. I'm cold as hell out here, man. We're on our way to New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely call in tomorrow when we touch down next to Blow Radio just so I can act the fool with the host tomorrow. We can really let them know what's going on.
Shout out to Little One and everything. Fresh Fridays. You can catch that every Friday on Next to Blow Radio.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely doing that, though. Hey, yo, it's your turn to pick a song, Crush. What we got, man?
Oh, it's my turn. I already got it queued up. Shit. Yes, yes. We're going to get into my team. I don't give a fuck. I'm being biased right now because I love my team. Shout out to my team. Shadowy all day. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're about to get into this Love You Down featuring my sister Bossy and my little brother Y-Diz. Shadowy, we in the building, baby. Let's go. Thanks to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show.
For you, all you need is dedication and strength for time. Cause anytime you need me there, I'm a pause and grind. It's like all the time I can't get you off my mind. Got me going crazy, kids up in Columbine. Counting is counting, I think it's counting time. Cause every day I'm with you, I wanna press rewind. Fast forward from the past to the future, boo. Second days I know that my future's you, huh?
It ain't my first time.
I'm not afraid to
Love you, Dale. Love you, Dale. Hey,
yo, that's
my shit.
Yo, that's a nice track right there, man.
That's
a nice track right there. Yo, I fucks with that all day, man. Fucks with that all day.
Saturday, we in the building, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Shout out to my sister and my lord. Shout out to my sister and my brother, Wadiz, Bossy, and everything. You know how we do. But yeah. Why is Gucci Man talking at career days?
What are you doing?
Why is Gucci Man talking at career days?
He's talking career days.
Yeah. Why is Gucci Man talking at middle school career days?
No, not Gucci. Okay, hold on. So you mean to tell
Gucci
me
Gucci Man?
No, you mean to tell me that the principal of the damn school couldn't find nobody else more qualified to talk about career day than the nigga with an ice cream cone on his damn face to talk to middle schoolers? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, apparently not.
Is that what you were telling me?
At Crawford Long Middle School, yesterday at Crawford Long Middle School, Gucci Mane Loafla talked to these poor kids.
Man, get the hell out of here. Man, you
better get real. What the fuck the
part
is?
What?
It was in a language arts class. No, that nigga can't speak no proper English.
Oh my God, hell nah. Hell nah, no.
Oh,
see, and that's what
God,
what
I love it. I love it.
So you know what?
I love it.
I think I was, you know what? I came out in 02, and I think I was the last, I think my class was probably the last of the Mohicans to actually have a good quality education. And I wouldn't even call it that. But, yeah, we had somewhat of a good education. But, no, that's it right there. The world and the future is doomed at this point in time when you have middle schoolers listening and taking advice from a dude who has an ice cream cone tatted on his face. There's no other explanation about it. You get parents together and you ask them, what do you want a rapper that can't even speak English for sure to talk to your middle schoolers? What the fuck does he actually have to say? That just burns me up. I'm not even a parent yet. I don't have kids. But if I found that out, I'm pulling the kid out of that school. I would probably even sue. You got to have some type of standard, man. You got to have some type of standard. I would only send my kid to a school that has some type of standard. Are you serious? Gucci, man? This is what the world is coming to. This is what the world is coming to. So he's actually going to give some kids some advice and watch these kids are going to wind up coming out with bananas on their face and all type of toppings that you put on the ice cream.
They got Gucci Mane for career day. Who going to be the graduation speaker? Flocka?
That's just a bad combination. That's just a bad combination. Where was this at?
It was at Crawford Long Middle School in Atlanta.
You said in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Not even at all. Not even at all. That is all the way.
You ain't got no words.
Yeah, well, why would you? Why would you have any words? Why would you have any words?
They have nothing to say that?
Nah. That's it right there. We're doomed. What else can you say? Burr. Okay, burr. Today's lesson, burr. You go out and you go get you some rocks and you stand on the corner and you burr all day.
Damn.
Nah, that's it. That's all I have to say about that. Oh, my God. Barack Obama, President Obama, please, and spend a little more time with the school system right now, though, because we don't have good role models. Now, I'm getting ready to write a letter to the president. That's it. this shit is, that's it. That is it. It gets no worse than that. It gets no worse than that.
Wait, that's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say.
Well, you can read the whole thing because I just posted it on the show fan page. And everybody who's listening, go ahead and check out the show fan page where you can find all my headlines throughout the week and everything. So you can be heads up on this gossip. And also you'll know what's going to be going on with the show. And you can find us on Facebook.com/theshowNTB. All right? I'm going to spell it out for y'all, okay? Facebook.com. I don't think I need to spell that out. /SHOW N like nursery, T like in toy, and B like in boy. Okay? So, let it do what it do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, yeah, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, we definitely rocking out tonight, man. Again, Lyrical Incisions going down to New Orleans for this Super Bowl pop-off, man. You know what? I actually want to see who people are thinking going to win. You know what I'm saying? Who you got going for the Super Bowl, man? I ain't even asked you. We've been talking about this all night long.
I want Ray to win.
There you go. There you go. And normally, you know, I'm a natty boy. I'm a Cincy boy, though, so, you know, I'm always going for the Bengals. But this time around, yo, I want to go ahead and bring it in for our division. Ray Lewis is his last game. God bless him. And he deserves it, man. He deserves it. He's been with this one team for the whole time that the franchise has even been existent. You understand that? That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen anymore.
I want Ray to win.
Unless you... Right.
I want Randy Moss to be shut up.
Yo,
oh, yeah, did you hear that stuff? That
that's another
about?
Headline that I meant to say. Okay, Randy Moss is probably... why did Randy Moss say he is the greatest ever?
The greatest wide receiver of all time and said numbers don't count. If numbers don't count...
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah,
bullshit?
Yeah, I heard that. He said it had nothing to do with numbers. He said he feel like he is the greatest of all time. You know what? And I can't take that away from him. Every man has to feel like he's the best at what he does, and that's what drives him to keep going. Every rapper is definitely not a good rapper. Some rappers don't even need to be rapping. You know what I'm saying? I won't even mention any names. However, if that man thinks he is the best rapper in the world, mention some names. I'm not going to do that just now. I'm not going to do that
Let's mention some names. Lil B is one.
That guy's not a rapper. That guy's not a rapper. You got lyricists, you got artists, you got rappers, and then you got people who make music. No, I don't. You know what? Nah, saying make music is just too much on a pedestal. You got people.
I know. I was about to say, you call that music?
Nah, you got people who just talk. They just talk, and every now and then they rhyme. All right, they just talk, and every now and then they rhyme. That's what Lil B is. Like, he is the epitome of what not to do. Okay, he falls under that www.don'tdothisshit.com. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely there. But like I said, every man should think that whatever he is doing or whatever he spends his time and effort in, that he is the best at it. If you don't think that, then you need not do it. You need not do it. Anyway, Randy Moss, that's okay. You can go ahead and think that all you want to. You know what I'm saying? Athletes lie, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. When it comes to breakdown and how many Super Bowl rings you have, how many Super Bowls you've been into, how many playoff games that you have won, fuck it, how many catches, how many yards that you can have, you don't have shit on Jerry Rice, period. Period.
Exactly.
All right, so you want to go ahead and, you know, I want to go ahead and shut that up. I don't even want to bring up statistics, though, because it's going to make them look ultimately dumb. So all I'm saying is, go ahead, have your, have your cup of tea. Feel however the fuck you want to feel, though. But just know at the end of the day, you can feel however you want to. Just keep that shit to yourself. Just keep the shit to yourself, though, so you don't look like a big jackass. Everybody knows that you already are one. I think them cornrows were still fucking too tight, and even though he cut them off, they still have some type of long-lasting effect. I can't believe that he said that shit out in public. That's all right. If you're in front of your kids, you're in front of your wife. Do whatever you got to do. Fuck yourself
out of public, like, it's cool to say that with your friends and everything. I think I'm the best and everything. But you went on at a press conference and actually said that shit. Like,
and you know the first motherfucker we was going to compare him to was Jerry Rice. Why even do that to yourself?
Yo, I want somebody to interview Jerry. Like, no,
Jerry's
too humble.
Classy for that.
Jerry would be all nice about it. Like, Jerry's too humble.
Jerry's too classy
humble
for that
about it.
So you know what I'm saying? That's really what's going on there. But I can't believe that shit, though, yo. Just lay it to rest, man. Next time, just keep that shit to yourself. Or write a letter saying I'm the greatest of all time. Seal it in the envelope and burn that shit up. Okay? So then nobody will ever hear it, but you can just keep that to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I want to hear right now, man? You know what I want to hear?
Yeah.
I want to hear my man Lil Rock.
Lil
Rock from Little Rock, Arkansas, man. He called in last week and he represented in that Hot 16. You know what I'm talking about? He did that. He did that. And he did that. And I think I want to
You know what the fucked up part was?
What's that?
I was just about to play it.
See, you know what? I think we actually becoming a unit, man. I think we actually becoming a unit. We starting to think alike now. Left foot is knowing what the right foot is doing, though. For a long time, we was walking like we was bow-legged, a pigeon toe. You know what I'm saying? We was clashing.
But we here now.
I can feel that. Give me some of that. They're like over the phone fist pump. You know what I'm saying? Boom. That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So what was the name of the song that we got?
At Ease.
At Ease. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and do my best Lil Rock impression though, because that nigga's a fool. Hey. Alright, man, you know what I'm saying? God damn it, I gotta get y'all on, man. I gotta get y'all on gang, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's my shit. Nigga, I'm Lil Rock. This that shit called Easy. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and play that shit, Lil Crush. You know what I'm talking about? Go ahead, nigga, you do that shit, god damn it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's my nigga Lil Rock, though. That motherfucker.
Lil Rock.
That nigga's a fool. That nigga's a fool. But yeah, this is Lil Rock, man. Easy. You're listening to Next to Blow Radio, ho.
Lil Rock. I thank God to keep my mind at ease. If it wasn't for these beats, I'd be caught up in these streets. If it wasn't for the struggle, I wouldn't be a fucking hustler. Shout out to the haters and the motherfucking suckers. I thank God to keep my mind at ease. If it wasn't for these beats, I'd be caught up in these streets. If it wasn't for the struggle, I wouldn't be a fucking hustler. Shout out to the haters and the motherfucking suckers. I wake up feeling avaricious, but this road to riches, man, just sit back, watch and listen. Man, I enjoy it on this damn microphone. E.T. phone home, hell no, he won't. He with me, live in HD, coming out hard, baby, call it 3D. No reality, spirit, I don't think they feel me. Put some water on the track, man, call it Lake Erie. I don't think they heard me, it's still kinda early. And baby, I have you feeling better than a first 30. And yeah, I'm from the dirt in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now possess a win, no lose, no draw. Yeah, I take a sip if it ain't about the business. Keep it in the family, man, call me Russell Simmons. Man, you looking kinda silly, like a sticker on a Billy Quitter. Never really try, and the sky ain't the limit. Fuck going to prison, and I hope the Lord forgive me. But the way that I'm living, I can't have my pocket empty. All I know is go and get it, stack it up, and don't spend it. From the floor to the ceiling, have it looking like a building. Success in my eyes, you can't spend it when you die. So I'ma stunt while I'm alive with this nine on my side. This ain't no surprise to your rules, I won't comply. Going hard for the prize, and I'm blind to the lies. I thank God to keep my mind at ease. If it wasn't for these beats, I'd be
out up in these streets. If it wasn't for the struggle, I wouldn't be a fucking hustler. Shout out to the haters and the motherfucking suckers. And yeah, I must admit, when you broke, you ain't shit. Love the game like a fist, cause it's time to get rich. Man, don't throw the pitch, watch me knock it over the fish. Man, I'm throwing big shit, money found my fingerprints. Arkansas on the map, don't matter. Man, they gon' feel this. Gonna turn it up and bump it. You can hear me before I'm coming. Bass beating up your stomach. I deserve you a summons with the thrillers and the blindness. Yeah. Hold up, bitch. That boy Lil Rock. Number one Arkansas representer, baby. East End Higgins Switch representer, baby. 501. Hey. Yo. Only the real can feel, baby. Only the real can feel. A-State. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, now I'm talking about. Goddammit. Take a little rock.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo, big ups to the whole Arkansas, the Rock. I actually rode through there, though, when I was coming back from Houston, though, because my dumb ass had to drive all the way back from Houston. You understand that? Drive all the way back from Houston. Y'all niggas ain't riders like me. You know what I'm saying? I do the whole 15 in one stretch. You know what I'm saying? And the only time I stop is for gas. How you about that? I'm a real rider. Y'all want to go on the road trip, take L.I. for you. You know what I'm saying? And I knocked 5 hours off. It was supposed to take me 20 hours. I got back to Columbus, Ohio, on 15 of them.
Yeah, that's bragging shit right there. But you know what? I think I got some people on the line that want to chime in on a little some, you know what I mean?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Why not? It's the Next to Blow Radio. This is the people show.
Because we played them earlier and everything, and the word got out to them. So, I have, like, no choice but to bring them on, you know what I mean?
Well, let's go ahead and do that then, without further ado.
So, without further ado, we're going to bring in my fellow Shadow Gang, the members of Paper Gang, Bossy, and Wad Diz.
Yo, what's good?
Bossy,
well, what's
good,
wrong, baby? You already know we had to stop by through, show some love. You already know. I know the show is popping Thursday night, so what else could we be doing at this point in time besides watching Scandal, which I'm currently missing, just to call in to let y'all know.
Yeah,
Paul
we got.
Paul is also in the building. We got Shadow Weaver.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, you know,
I'm pouring
the building and all that.
Hey, Crash, what up, nigga?
What's goody, homie?
Oh, man, you already know what we're doing over here, man. We chilling, you already know. Shadow E in the building. I heard my folks was feeling the song that we put out. So, you feel me now? We about to start shutting down shit. I mean, it ain't too much to it but the door. You hear me? Hey, Crash, what you doing, baby?
You know me, I'm just chilling, everything, running the show, feeling the vibe, listening to good music and everything. And, of course, when good music is played and everything, we got to throw in the team.
Already, man. We got motherfucking Bossy here. We got Fall here. Everybody tuned in. You know, you got
to
hold.
That's really coming, love. You already know the show, love, Next to Globe Radio. The show, so it's nice. You already know if you tuned in. We was waiting for this. It was just so happenstance that we happened to see that our track was played, so we was like, oh, snap, we already got a show, my son.
Get over here.
We had a call.
Yeah, man. You already know, man. Yeah, when Rhyme Important has come out, what's that joint come out, Buzzy?
Fun is in Rhyme, that's about to drop soon, very soon, within the next month or two. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know I'm going to need some exclusives for Next to Blow and everything when I'm on the
show. Yeah, you know, we got the exclusive for you, man. Well, should I start it off? Cause we talk about
two
different
things. Like,
we
all gonna send me those tracks. I need them. I need them.
I mean, we can give you something lightweight right now.
Yo.
You can hear me?
Send me the tracks right now?
Huh?
Send me the tracks right now?
Yeah, I mean, we cooking up. You know what I mean? We got, you know, we always cooking up. I didn't crush you from your crib. But, we on deck. We got something light. You feel me?
No doubt.
So I'm getting ready to chime in for a second, though, because you know what we're talking about right now, what we've been talking about all night long is the Super Bowl. Of course, the Super Bowl, though, so I need to know who y'all got, who y'all locking down this weekend, though. What's really, really, really good? Who y'all locking down with?
You know what? For Bossy, I have to say Bossy is definitely feeling Baltimore on this one.
I'm
uh-huh. trying to do right now, because I'm on my way down there right now, we about to celebrate now. We're going to run into Ed Reed, you know what I'm saying? Get him drunk, have him. That's what we're trying to do, man. We're trying to have him run his car off the cliff and shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to be in the car. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to be in the car.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying my best
to make the deal. Hey, we might get stunt double or something, man.
I need to be rocking for him, for real. I don't know what I'm doing here. I need to be rolling
shit.
With him.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is y'all doing? What is the world doing? You know what I'm saying? And where are y'all going to be?
It's good, but I'm just saying that we got to plan in motion. Bossy is definitely going to ride somewhere to do something.
All right. So I also need to know where y'all going to be watching the Super Bowl at, though. That's the question right there. Where are y'all watching the Super Bowl at? Where the party at?
I really don't really know yet. We were doing some stuff in it today. I really don't know. As long as I'm somewhere safe and I got some alcohol, I really don't care where I'm at. I just need some alcohol, some food, and a big-ass TV to watch it on. I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, all right, check this out, man. Listen, so we got callers. You know what I'm saying? So we interacted with the callers right now. Do you think this should be a yay or nay? I was just at the liquor store, right? And you know the big stupid bottle that Chris Brown finally got hit with, a Belvedere? Right, they had the big ass exclusive bottle, but you know what I'm saying, normally it's $74 up here, and they had it for $54, and I'm like, damn, I'm kicking myself in the ass.
Where you at?
In Ohio, in Columbus.
Damn, shit, how much is that shit up there?
74 is what it is normally.
What is that down here, Bossy?
For like 74, you better come with a bitch to dance with that shit.
You better jump.
Man, I'm telling you, that bottle was so damn big, man. That bottle was so big, I'd have took out the whole Chris Brown fan base with one swing of that bottle.
It may be worth it. It may be really cost effective to do that because, you know, we're in a recession, so every little penny counts. So,
hey,
like it's going
to
do all that, but I don't know. It might be worth it.
I like the way Boss think. I might have to go back and get that son of a bitch right there. You know what I'm talking about? She made me feel bad. You know what's bad when you sit and you look at the bottle for about 4 minutes, like, damn, that's a big-ass bottle, though. Like, but when you're going down to New Orleans, how many people have actually been down to New Orleans?
I haven't made it down there yet. I just want to go down there to eat and drink, quite honestly.
I'm gonna let you know how New Orleans do. Like, I went down there, like, this is about to be my third time going down there. My second time, the last time I went down there, man, listen, I went down there, hit Bourbon Street, and I bullshit you not, in 45 minutes, they had me talking to myself. I was so fucked up. In 45 minutes, and I tell you what sparked it up. Tell me the last time have you ever seen multiple bars that have 3-for-1 drinks?
I don't know.
Hold on, wait. 3-for-1 drinks.
3-for-1 drinks. And I didn't even know. The thing is, I didn't even know it was a special. So you go in there. You know what I'm saying? You go in there. You walk. You walk like you cool.
What is it?
Nah, I think this was around the Essence Festival when we went.
All I
know is this. When we start this Shadow E tour, we gotta make sure we tell Flame we hitting Bourbon Street first. We going to New Orleans first.
Turn up.
So that's really
how
what
we
it is,
how
man.
We do it. Every show we was at, we smashed on every show, snapped on everything. So
that's what I like to hear.
But yeah, though, we spoke with that Bourbon Street, New Orleans. We're going to be down there, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what I'm saying? You go in there, man. You go in there, and I promise, that's how the whole scenario went down. I didn't even know it was a special. I go in there. Confident, cocky, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm from out of town. Give me a Corona, you know what I'm saying? I hit him, you know what I'm saying? Laid a $5 down, you know, he gave me $1.50 back, and the nigga gave me 3 bottles. And I looked at him like, what the fuck is this? I only asked for 1 drink, he's giving me 3, you know what I'm saying? I was like, whoa. Confidence went way out the window. Like, all right, hold on now, you know what I'm saying? Pace yourself, because you got to pace yourself, you know what I'm saying? Then to make it so bad, my nigga come right after me, though, while I'm still looking at the bartender, and he orders a shot of Hennessy, right? The nigga gives him 3 shots of Hennessy. He said, oh, this is a bonus. So gives me the shot of Hennessy. So now, in 5 seconds, I'm sitting with 3 Coronas and a Hennessy.
Right.
What just happened?
What the fuck? I'm having a night.
You seem like a bad
thing.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and do the math. The 3 Coronas and a shot of Hennessy for about what? $3.50? Damn.
All right.
Damn. Right in my motherfucking price range.
My budget works with that.
Yeah, exactly. True. So y'all be straight, man. Y'all be straight. Y'all can baller on the budget down there all y'all want to. All I'm saying is New Orleans is that shit.
We're breaking off a budget. Yeah, we're gonna be down there turning up. And we're gonna bring our own bottles too. So
big old bottles on the plane.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all got another song. I know y'all got another song from the clan that y'all can spin, that y'all can represent.
But Kai, what you got over there?
I got Oja Black down.
Yeah,
you know,
you can
do that
online. Hold your
blog now,
Shadowy.
You know what? If Bossy like it, I like it. I'm co-signing on anything that she do, man. I like her, man. co-signing on anything she do. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's Bossy
not
run that shit. I'm running that shit. Come on.
Nah, I'm about to run it. But... Shout out to y'all for calling in and everything. And truly appreciate it. Tell Fault what up for me.
Yeah.
I'm right here, nigga. I'm just listening to everybody else snapping out. I'm chilling, nigga.
I'm listening,
nigga. I'm tuned in. You hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah. All right,
Joe.
How do we follow you, shall we? PG, you know me, Blue Gang, Baby Gang, everybody gang that we fuck with.
No doubt.
Big gangs in there. But yeah, right, though, go ahead, man, rock out. We already bring that shit. Right. And anytime you know you need to have that 16, yeah, we up there.
Right. Yeah, that was my squad and everything. Shadowy, you know. Bossy, why this? Fall in the background, but we're going to get into this. Hold your block down. That's the Shadowy gang, you know what I mean? Bossy, why this? Myself and Big Brother, the boss man, O'Flame. Let's go. Next to Blow Radio, you're rocking with the show.
Shadowy.
fucking t-shirt. Look, I'm aiming at you, fitted, and I'm spraying everything from the cops to the witness. You about to witness. Homie, just listen. Got boys all around. You would thought this was a prison. Nigga, you bitchin'. You hoping and you wishing. But the only thing that come about this well is the clippin'. No clippers. More like the Lakers. Cause everybody come to see us. Fuck them neighbors. And fuck them haters. We grind like some skaters. Got green all around. Tell them niggas get their cake up. Or get your weight up. Peaches what I break up. Green on my land. And it's thought this like the acre. Pussy, you faker. You fuck around and skater. Got that hookah sugar dog. Tell them niggas get the vapor.
Yes, 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 y'all. That was Hold Your Block Down featuring my shadowy team. It's me, O'Flame, Bossy, Why Diz, you know what I mean? Like, that shit go in. Right now, I'm rocking out by myself right now. Because Lyrical had to dip out, so I got the rest of the show all to me. Yay! So now I gotta figure out what I wanna do for the rest of this half an hour. So I'm probably just gonna play some music and everything, and we rock out just like that and everything. Shout out to everybody who've been listening and everything, rocking out with us. Right now I wanna give y'all the breakdown of every show on Next to Blow Radio, because it ain't just us. It's never just us. You also got, tomorrow night, you got Fresh Fridays with Little One and everything. On Sunday, you have Soda Free Sundays with Minnow. On Monday, you have Real Talk Radio with Soda Black. On Tuesdays, you have the Miss Queen T and Magasia show with Miss Queen T and Magasia. And on Wednesdays, you have Next to Blow or Hell No, where they rate, where they put songs up and you rate them Next to Blow or Hell No. So, yeah, it's basically about as easy as that. So, ain't much more to tell about that one. Now, what do I want to play? And I'm hoping some other people call in and everything, tell me what they want to hear, this, that, and the third. But right now, I'm going to get into this 4D music, you know what I mean? Home Again and everything. Shout out to Hitta, you know what I mean? 302, let's go.
Ooh, let's go.
Tight production.
Okay, B, we got Hitta. I linked up with the nigga Mills PIC.
Well, you know I ain't been nowhere.
Let's go.
Just out of sight, out of mind.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you tags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag.
Toe tag.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you tags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag.
Toe tag.
Toe tag.
You done crossed the line, nigga, that's your ass. On site, period, dot maxi pad. You's a dead man, you need a toe tag. He on your top and I'm on your ass. Catch a nigga sleeping on me, I'ma wake his ass. Something heavy, no earthquake, shake his ass. Top back, put pounds, that'll break his ass. Put the gun to a step with him, blow up his head. You never shot a nigga, you never chose him dead. You never held the gun, you never busted, man. I popped the boys, hit him off the chain. He coming through in our own lane. This time around, we ain't playing, man. Black jacks, black pants, black shirt, black man. Black fitted cap, match the good, match the gas. Black on black, nigga, everything's black. Except my money, got a black president. Knock, 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 get your resident in. Fucking welcome back, we coming in. I don't really give a shit, neither do him. Yes, sir. Got a cabin, nigga. Got the word from the motherfucking cabin, nigga. Waste management, hit trash, nigga. All because you motherfucking action, nigga. Now me and Nick gonna let you have it, nigga. Quick bow, no bitch, straight up capping, nigga. Pow, 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 toe packing, nigga. I'm a badass, but hit savage, nigga. I ain't making shit up, but just rapping, nigga. The hood ain't the hood, just what happened, nigga. Let's eliminate the fix, get it back again. Let's start it now, reset the trend.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you bags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag. I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you bags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag. Oh shit. Hey, Millie.
What up, hit?
Badass to that savage, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Badass to that savage. Savage back to that badass. Anytime that drama pop, I'm shooting niggas up like a madman. Guns raised, I ain't concealing shit. Young boy, and I'm killing shit. Mills, that nigga I'm killing with. You don't know who you dealing with. We back home. Brookmont, that home of choice. Where them bitch niggas be walk around. Run around all scared and noise. But these real niggas be flipping backs. Guns be they real voice. Two shots, then two more. That just me, fuck your boy. Your boy what? Your boy who? Fuck that nigga, he'll die too. These guns ain't to be played with. These guns ain't to be lied to. These bullets come out hot and greasy. Wipe you down, then fry you. Try your luck, deny you. Fuck niggas that despise you. Kill lanes is what I do. Real niggas will try you. Talk shit, nigga, don't try to. Cause your aim don't hit like mine do. I'm home again. Back about my bag. Looking for you tags. Zip lock them in that bag.
Toe tag.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you tags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
the bag. Zip them in the bag. So fast, so pow.
Yes, yes, yes. That was HIT and everything. 4D music. We're home again. You know, 40 bounds. Stand up, 302 all day and everything. Next song we're going to get into is Lined Up, Apples, featuring one of the hosts on Next to Blow on Monday show, Soda Black. Yes, Next to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show. Let's go. Shout out to dope ass music, yeah. I don't give a what and everything on the show. This is Next to Blow Radio. You're listening to the show.
Dope ass music.
Dope ass music.
I'm gonna need y'all to get real cranked
dope
up in here.
Dope ass music.
Cause this my
dope
what?
Dope ass music.
Here we go. Me and my ride, swerving left and right.
What?
Wet feet, set, sipping, brand and white.
What?
Either on the block, or I'm in the club.
Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my bar.
I don't give a what. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again.
You are
rolling through straight baboons. Killer attitudes and tattoos.
Yeah.
The squad that mobs in the click. Feels like a plug. Gang of riders. Nike tires and face size.
Nigga.
Niggas with hot tempers. Truth tellers. No lies. Gorilla pistol sick giving out. Straight beats out. No clowns. Greeted for the cheddar.
Mozzarella.
Express takers, slow and dope.
Take
me straight
up,
back up your hoe and your dope.
Hey,
if
hey,
you let us mobbing, call us Batman and Robin. 211, 27, 30 rounds.
Then
the
night of
the burners love the meme mugs. Shoulder trust and Tommy guns. Reassess the threat if you think your folks won't. Some no turning back to rap when we attack. We overreact. Quick and big, mic fully loaded. They come and strap.
Mullet
fed, cause our semis always sleep fully packed. In the truck, we do it up.
We
don't give a what. Laying in my ride, swerving left and right.
What?
Wet feet, set, sipping, grand and white.
What?
Either on the block, or I'm in the club.
Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my ball.
I don't give a what. I don't give a what. I tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah.
I don't give a what.
Tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah. I don't give a what.
Tell them one
more
time.
Don't give a shit. Cars, Cali, swags in this district. Dougie Fresh in this bitch. Bitch,
yeah,
a white bitch. Bitches and malicious with spit. Hear it like a megaphone.
Hello.
Talking like geek. Ready to take a gander home. Tipsy, pissy. Drunk and I'm off your
man.
Yelling, I'm selling, trying to catch just what.
Hating,
cause I'm hating, just meditating and spectating. While they gravitating, I'm conversating and penetrating. Smooth ass black on the ass, like a tycoon, like a monsoon devastation. When I pass through, wagged up, stamed up, with a pocket full of cash. Ass up, straight gut, as I tear it up. Day break, no wait, get your things and just go.
Bye,
no
baby.
Call, no show. Your ass leaves the dough. No care, who cares? No number, just rubbers and don't quit. I'm a dog, but
here we go.
I don't give a what. Tell him again, tell him again. Yeah, that was, I don't give a what. You know what I mean? Dope ass music. I don't think I gotta say much more than that shit. I don't give a what. But yeah, next up on Next to Blow Radio, we gonna get into this J Arch flexing and everything. So, I never heard it before, but hey, everybody get their shine on Next to Blow Radio. So, you know what it is, Next to Blow Radio. You're rocking with the show.
Yeah, man. I fucking smoked out. Flex on this motherfucker. Staying tipped up, staying yacked up, staying caked up, staying dubbed up. You know what the fuck it is, motherfucker. Just get it right now.
Call me the YMCJ. Get your flex up. Know we do the same thing. What's next, huh? I'm the latest on points. Never bench, boy. No, I'm flexing like that. What you bench, son? What can your arm curl? What can your team lift? I did this all without a spot and no one helped me, bitch. 10 sets now. I give them 10 more seconds for he hits the ground.
Breathe in.
Now lift it.
Breathe in.
Now give me everything you fucking got. Trying to shake.
call me Sam to Mokasa, shit, get it? Young like Jeezy and been flexing. All these bitches I've been sexing. These relationships I'm breaking, cause the bitches she be texting. Young like Weezy, I've been stretching. All these pimplets keep me wrecking. Hey, the kids I'm gonna be facing, I'ma see y'all in a second. First shot, I'm the highest on the podium. Empty out the bottles at this table, I reload them in. Love, you got a way to play. Little homie, load them in. I'm a bar star on the couch, load them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Sweet Bliss. You know what I mean? Featuring me and Shante Raquel, Infernal Mafia. Let it be known. Yeah. I'm about to do this for the ladies. All them bad Jones torch some and everything. Shout out to T-Sweets and everything. Ladies, put that kitty on the flow. That's what we're playing right now. Kitty on the flow. T-Sweets, you rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow Radio. Let's go. All right.
Okay. Got a new dance for y'all. We the female bosses coming out here, grown and sexy.
Ladies, I get low.
Next Thursday, holla at your boy. You know what it is? It's the show, Next to Blow.